Really, for in-house counsel especially, the attorney-client privilege presents a real conundrum. And that's because in-house counsel face both legal and business responsibilities that are diverse. And that's consistent with the broad functionality of oil and gas businesses. So the key for in-house counsel is to delineate their responsibilities between those as a traditional lawyer, here their client being the business, and their responsibilities as a business advisor. And not only to make that delineation, but to be able to articulate this to others, including the CEO and management, and to be able to educate employees as well as the other members of the in-house counsel about best practices for keeping communications confidential. Now, when we talked about that broad swath of activities, in-house counsel, they have to wear many hats. As an in-house counsel being a legal and a business advisor, you negotiate deals, contracts, and transactions. You have to manage litigation and strategy. You have to advise senior management. You often lead M&A. You monitor land and leasing operations. You have to participate in regulatory compliance with the government, as well as keep investors updated. And you often have to handle employment matters, and now increasingly, also data and cybersecurity concerns.
Just out of curiosity, how many of y'all are in-house counsel? Raise your hands.
Great.
Good amount. And those of you who raised your hands, are you all in-house counsel at energy companies, either oil and gas or other alternative energy? Great. Thank you. Sorry, Jonathan.
No, no. Perfect. Well, speaking of in-house counsel, if you look at this, it's safe to assume this picture no longer accurately depicts relations between a senior member of executive management and the in-house counsel. And that's because these corporations and businesses today don't operate in a vacuum or a bubble.